Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, distributed through Breadbox Media, recorded right here on Facebook Live every Monday at 12:30 p.m. Today, we're going to be looking at faith in the everyday, ordinary life. Like, one of the things that was really instrumental for me in kind of staying faithful was moving it from the 1 hour a week in mass in church to my everyday ordinary life. Like, what does it look like to follow Christ beyond that 45 minutes to an hour at church into my Monday, my Tuesday, my Wednesday, etc., into everything I read, you know, my decision making, the things that I choose to do, to listen to watch, you know, what does my prayer life look like? So just, you know, having that faith beside, I just realized I dropped my seat down. I dropped my seat down to type. I just realized, like, you have, like, forehead. I may be short. I may have just given away how really short I am. It's okay. Great things come in little packages. So we're going to be talking about our faith in the everyday, ordinary life. And it just seemed to me to make sense to start with Sunday. Like, so to build, so I'm hoping to kind of do like a little series. So we're going to start today on Sunday. And next Monday, actually, God willing, we're going to have Mary Elizabeth Spiri here to talk about Making Room for God, the book from Ave Maria Press. But then we'll pick up after that looking at what faith looks like. Because I think, like, perhaps maybe most of us, that's what we come looking for when we come listening to a podcast on Breadbox Media that's faith-based, when we read books that are faith-based, and where we're really trying to connect with other people, is we're trying to figure out how do we live our faith every day. You know, like, I know how to live it in mass. I know, you know, how to go to church for an hour, and I know how to follow along and pray there. But then when I leave, I don't want to leave Jesus there. Like, I want to take him with me. I want to bring him into my family. I want to bring him into my work, into, again, what I read and what I listen to and what I watch. I want Christ to be part of my everyday, ordinary life, because I know if I leave him behind, I forget about him, then I kind of fall off the rails, and I can get very down, I can get negative, I can get overwhelmed by this world, I can get very obsessed with things. And, you know, I just came from a funeral this morning, my friend Donna Roach, please keep her in your prayers, and perhaps that's maybe why this is on my mind, is being eternity-minded, to be thinking more about what comes next than what's happening now. But you kind of have to mesh them together, because they're both part of our lives. And to live without awareness of the other, where we're coming and where we're going, is kind of missing the point. And I've always prayed, my prayer has always been, Lord, please let me be with you in the end. you know, first and foremost, of course, I want him, I'm always looking for him to prove to me that he's real and that this is all like there's something to this. Like, what's next? Can you just, you know, clue me in just a teeny bit? Because that's stuff that I worry about, and I can't be the only one. Are there be a lot more faithful people in the world? But then just to stay with him. And then when I look at my life and the things that are happening, the job that I'm now in, and even something like, as I put hand lotion on, even something like my eczema and the food allergies, I feel like this is all part of an answer to prayer, and that the Lord has answered me, maybe not the way I would want, but in a way that's best for me and that draws me closer to him, that answers the prayer. Hi, Janet. And I think that's like important sometimes to, again, live in that life, in the faith, in the everyday ordinary, is to see that God's answering my prayers, even when it's maybe not the way I would answer my prayers. Hi, Cindy. Welcome to A Seeking Heart today. Thanks for joining us. And she's saying, you mentioned things you listen to, read, watch. For me, the question I ask myself is, does this bring me closer to the kingdom? Some things, yes. Some things are neutral. And some things definitely don't help build my faith. That is a great question. Again, I'm going to repeat that question. Does this bring me closer to the kingdom? Does this bring me closer to God or further away? And, you know, when my kids were little, I would say to them, now, would you watch that if Jesus was sitting on the couch with you? And sometimes they wouldn't, you know, especially when they were younger, like that, maybe that idea didn't really sit with them. They'd be like, well, I don't know. Like, I don't know what Jesus would want me to do, as they're kind of getting ready for that and kind of melding that I can't see him and does he really exist kind of thing. But, and which, by the way, do you find it funny sometimes that kids are quicker to believe in Santa than they are to believe in Jesus? Just saying. So then I would say things like, well, would you watch that if grandma or grandpa was sitting next to you? Oh, no, I would never. Well, then you probably shouldn't be watching it. If it's not something you can watch or do with, you know, somebody that you respect and honor sitting next to you, then it's probably something that's not good for your soul. It's probably not the best thing for you. So picking what you're going to watch, what you're going to read, what you're going to say. We talked a little bit a few weeks ago about gossip and how hard that was for me to give up completely. And then, you know, even now, kind of finding that balance, like what is gossip and what is venting, and, you know, being careful about who I pick and how I say things. And, you know, that's part of bringing your faith into your everyday ordinary life, into bringing it into who you are. Like my shirt, I'm a mystery to myself. I'm truly, Padre Pio said that. I'm truly a mystery to most people, especially myself. So just kind of thinking about that as, you know, for the next few weeks, as we, you know, go through getting into summertime with schedule changes and things become more lax. And I think it's even harder to be in tune to God and in tune to our faith. I think when fall rolls around, and the kids get back into religious education, and you even see the churches kind of during the summer, people kind of wane and there's not as many people in the churches, and then we see them kind of come back up again. Yeah, I just... just a mess. I'm just a hot mess. I just put hand lotion on and then I touch my black shirt. Brilliant. Anyway, so we're going to be looking at, like, that's really bugging me now, though. Which side am I on? Hello, mirror image. Anyway, so looking, I figured the best place to start was, let's start with Sunday. And let's spend today talking about Sunday. And then kind of build on from that. And there's so much that we can talk about. Like, God is unfathomable. Of course we can get, you know, we can never exhaust talking about how we can bring God, his word, his traditions, that grace trifecta of prayer, sacrament, and scripture. How can we bring that into our lives? You continually work to be closer to him. Hello, Lori. Sometimes she says, I don't know the difference between gossip and regular sharing until I've said it. Oh my gosh, that's such a great point. I know each how each makes me feel. That is a fabulous point. You know what? The great thing about God is he's the God of second chances. He says in Revelation, see and make all things new. And that's, you know, just part of the learning process too, is like, oh, right, don't do that again. Like, don't, you know, when we say things and we think they're going to be, it's an okay thing to say. Or I shared when I first talked about gossiping that I would go home from PTO or parties and I would have not a drinking hangover, but a moral hangover. Because I just knew that I'd gone too far in some of the things that I've said, the way I behaved. I would just, in my desire to like people won't like me, to try to be funny, to try to fit in, I would say too much. And I would go home with a moral hangover and be like, oh, that didn't feel good. I think that goes to your point, Lori, that sometimes our learning is kind of painful. We have to experience it and say the wrong thing or kind of let, and that's the, I feel truly and totally that that's the Holy Spirit. Like that's how the Holy Spirit is going to teach and guide us. Just like any loving parent, when you see your child not make the best choices or make a mistake, you chide them gently, but it makes your child feel bad because they know they've disappointed you. They know they've let you down. And I've seen God do that to me more times than not. Like, I just know I let him down. I know like that wasn't what I was called to. And hindsight, and I think hindsight is a gift. I think we really have to look at hindsight as a gift. I wrote that someplace. And that's weird that you just said that, because I just was writing about that somewhere. I don't know. It'll pop up somewhere, right? In something that I'm doing. Hey, speaking of something that we're doing, a little commercial break here. The Stay Connected Journals for Catholic Women coming out from Grace Watch Media is going to be rolling out by October 1st. Early fall, very excited. There's a link if you scroll down a little bit on my Reconcile to You Facebook newsfeed, and hopefully it will be up very soon on my reconciletoyou.com. You can see a sneak preview of the covers of the three books that are coming out. Very excited. Mine is The Gift of Invitations, Seven Ways That Jesus Gives Us the Gift of Grace, or Grace-Filled Life. I don't know. I'm still working on memorizing the title. Like you name something, and then the publisher, who's way smarter than you in these things, goes, here's a better name for your book. And then there's one on the spiritual classics and one on living the gifts of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and what that looks like to have the Holy Spirit kind of moving and living within us, which is really neat. I think the Holy Spirit is kind of like that forgotten person of the Trinity. So excited to have those three. Keep them in your prayers. Visit gracewatchmedia.com, gracewatch.media. for more information, and I will also have those links up. But I'm so excited to have them finally done, and I'm almost ready to share with you. It's so cool. Very, very cool. Started on the new book this morning, so that's probably where I started. I'm writing about Mary this time because she has a lot to teach us, and I am excited to share with you the lessons. But back to this lesson. Again, this is, again, I guess, but this is connected, because this is how I'm blessed to live my faith in my everyday life. And I believe that this was an answer to my prayer, because I felt like when I wasn't completely entrenched it, and not everybody needs to be like this to be connected to God, but I just had the personality where if I wasn't living it 24/7, I was, putting it aside and putting God in the pocket or in a box and like, I'll see you Sunday, Jesus. But the rest of the week, I just, I'm busy with, my work, but the Lord, I believe, answered my prayer by making my work his work, being able to be in ministry and work for a Catholic marketing company and write books. And it's such a blessing. But it's, I think, again, that answer to the prayer, how do I stay connected with you? Because, I'm weak, super weak. Lori, we actually did make the decision not to do full coloring pages like the beautiful wine. I'm reaching over to get it. The wine journals, which go with the books. These for wine, Women in the New Evangelization, is the friendship project that we're doing this summer. And we have beautiful coloring pages in these. But the publisher and I decided that we would not do full coloring pages, but I believe, I haven't seen the inside yet, but the plan was for Doodly's and places to doodle and some doodles to color in, but just enough to, you know, while you're talking, you can do the little doodles, but not full coloring pages. There's lots and lots of looking up stuff. There's looking up scripture, lots of places to write, lots of room in the margins to write notes and doodle and color. And the whole, and the book and the journal are one. So this, the contents of the book are also included with the journal. So it's all, the whole chapter kind of just brings you right through the questions, and it's fun. I can't wait to share. But what, close enough. Yay. Thanks, Lori. I know it was a tough decision, but in the end, it felt like this was this niche, like this was this project's way to go with it. There's so many wonderful ways to study the word of the Lord and to get closer to him through books. And I really wanted to fill a niche that our niche, no matter how you want to say that, that was not yet being filled in the Catholic realm. Anyway, I did lots of these in other Christian denominations, but it was really nice to be able to throw in and connect it, the scriptures and this, you know, to the Catholic faith traditions, and that grace trifecta of prayer, sacrament, and scripture. So we're talking about faith in the everyday, ordinary. You guys are part of A Seeking Heart, which is distributed on Breadbox Media, but recorded Mondays, 12:30 p.m. here on Facebook on my Reconcile to You All. So I really appreciate you guys helping me create my weekly podcast, because it's really more fun to podcast with people. And I love that you guys interact and help me to really kind of, you know, discern this stuff and process it with the Holy Spirit. So thank you for showing up. And thank you also to those who come later and put comments. I appreciate those. And as you know, I check and comment on all of them. Because, you know, for me, doing this podcast, really coming on Facebook and sharing my faith is really not about me teaching or shoving things at you, but, you know, like, I'm on this journey and I don't want to be on this journey alone. I wanted sojourners, and I feel like God has really just blessed me with just some great insights, and I want to share those, but you know what? I'm not the only one getting great insights. So I really, really love that kind of give and take, because, you know, Jesus didn't send out his disciples one by one. He sent them out two by two, and there's 12 of them, and we're meant to, we're created to relate, like Kelly Walquist's wonderful book. We're created to relate, to be in this relationship together and kind of help each other get to heaven. So we're talking about faith in the everyday, and let's start with Sunday. So I'm really curious, what does your Sunday look like? What does your Sunday look like? Where is God in your Sunday? Because now I want an ice cream sundae. So just like, God in my Sunday, is he the sprinkles? Is he the whipped cream? Is he the cherry on top? Like, he's all of that, right? He's the bum diggity Sunday. But what does your Sunday of faith look like? I'm a Sunday Mass girl. I know some people really love Saturday Mass, evening Mass, and I don't dislike it. I'm just a Saturday Mass girl. Lori's saying, our small group has been so good. Love hearing others' experiences. Absolutely, Lori. Lori's part of the Bible Babes, and we are very blessed to join in with each other and share our faith journeys. I think we learn as much from each other as we do in any of the books. It's kind of like we need that balance, because people read stuff and they get something different from it than we do, which is the same thing about, you know, being together here, is that when I, you know, when the Lord speaks to me and I share it with you, then you're going to hear it differently. It's going to inspire your heart, or maybe he's already taught you something different. And so when you share it back, then we're all learning from each other. So curious, what does your Sunday look like? Are you a Sunday morning Mass family? Or are you a Saturday? Do you have to go alone? Do you go with your family? You know, since 2009, my Mass looks like it's a Sunday, and I'm interpreting it for my daughter, which some Sundays, I'm going to be completely honest, I'm kind of bummed. Like, I just want to sit and tired, and I want to veg, and I want to be fed, and I want to, like, just soak up all that Jesus has to say. And the few times that I've kind of plopped myself down in the pew and just said to my daughter, I'll just help you along, but I'm not going to actually communicate this to you, I've just felt like a jerk and I have not been fed. And when I just push through it and let the Holy Spirit talk, it's probably the most moving and most beautiful mass experiences that the Lord gives me. Hello, Elizabeth. So nice to have you with us this morning. She writes, agreed. I have been blogging and writing for over 12 years. Want to be accompanied with other like-minded girlfriends. My Sunday looks like 10:30 mass. Hey, that's for us. My non-Catholic husband, oh, he goes with you? That's amazing. I love that. That's true love. My empty nesters, now you're empty nesters. It's alone, but with a group with our daughter for dinner and new grandchild. Congratulations. That's exciting. It's a good tradition that we started over a year ago after our daughter got married. We are trying to save money. We're trying to get out of debt. We've been very blessed with an amazing accountant who studies Dave Ramsey. We were able to do Evelyn and John Bean's Catholic Compass study, and I have the Beans that are helping us. So I have like this great support system of trying to get out of debt, learn how to budget and trying to do better with our money. And one of the places our money disappeared the most was going out to eat, because I am no Martha. I hate cooking. Just don't like it. Don't like it at all. So that leads to a lot of dining out, which wasn't good for my health, wasn't good for my husband's health, wasn't good for money, managing your money God's way. That's the Beans book from Catholic Compass. I knew it would come to me when I wasn't trying to think of it. So one of the things that we've done is we kind of look at our week and say, okay, we're going to go out to eat once this week. When should we go out? And we have made it part of our Sunday, going for a mass to a restaurant. And then part of me feels guilty because part of we're going to talk about in a minute is resting on Sundays, right? But in my research for this, there are some people who rely on that Sunday income, on that job, on the people who are out dining because they don't have time maybe during the rest of the week. And we're called to give one day of rest to the Lord. Yes, the Sabbath, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that day. You can give a different day. Just like we're still called in the Catholic Church to fast from meat on Fridays, to fast from something during the week as a sacrifice. But you can do it a different day. And you don't even have to do meat. You can give up something else some other day of the week. Janet says that they're at 10:30 a.m. Mass with the family, and then Dunkin' Donuts. Can tell you're from the Northeast. I think every church in New England has a Dunkin' Donuts within driving distance, like around the corner, or walking distance. I may be from New England too. Walking distance. Lori shares that her Sunday morning, as late as possible, love it when our family can all attend the same mass. That is such a dream. We don't get to do that anymore either. Though I am grateful that my kids will go to another mass on their own accord if their schedules are tight. I'm a lucky mama. You really are. And they participate because I've seen them. Like, they really just don't go to just make mama happy and get that check off, get that health free card, attendance check. But they're really participating, and it's a testament to you and your awesome husband, for sure. And then Lori writes, sorry, there's like crazy noises outside my window. Focus, Allison. No need to fuss with your shirt. You look great. Oh, thank you. Appreciate that. Elizabeth says, our son is a Dave Ramsey fan and turned us onto his two books 2 years ago. We finally got a credit card debt. Wow. I'm so grateful. We paid off one more this week. And that's such a great feeling. You know, we'll have to do a money show, because I think that's another way that we need to bring God. And that's what I've learned through managing your money God's way and through the Dave Ramsey and our friend Mark, is that God has to be part of every part of your life, the everyday, ordinary parts of your life. And that includes your money. You know, that includes what you spend and what you're blessed with and how you tithe and how you use your blessings. And for many years, I used it to try to feel better because I was hurting. And I, instead of dealing with the pain and dealing with the past and the situations that were hurting me, instead of dealing with them, I just thought I'd shop them away. Shoes makes everything better. Tithing would be a great topic I'm going to write that down. Tithing is a great topic because there's tithing of your time, your talent, and your treasure. All right, Lori, that's going on the schedule. So I would keep you around because you're awesome, and that's a great idea. So our Sundays seem to all start kind of the same. You know, if you're a church-going person, your Sunday starts with Mass. And I try on Sundays when I get up, I try to use that time when I'm not getting ready for work. I'm not trying to get the kids off to school or just out the door to work. I try to use that time for some extra prayer time, praying the rosary, or I like to do it in scripture. I love to spend some extra time in scripture, find my Bible, open it up, just let the word speak to me, let Jesus speak to me in his word. That's one of the ways I really try to make Sunday the Lord's Day, is by using the leisure of that day to make more time to listen to God. And I think there's no better way to listen to him than the Mass. Obviously, it's the perfect prayer. I mean, that's the grace trifecta right there. We have prayer, we have sacrament, and we have scripture all in the Mass, all happening at once. So that's the perfect place, of course, to spend time with God. But then also at home, before Mass, my husband does the readings. Like, he prepares for Mass by doing the readings. I should be doing those. I have this great book that's supposed to help me prepare to interpret for my daughter by going over. And as she gets older, I'll probably have to do it. She's still very little, and her language is still very simple. So my signing and hers are still connected. A couple weeks ago, I talked about my Uber Catholic weekend, and this weekend was just a mini Uber Catholic weekend where I went to the first Mass. It was Mass of Thanksgiving at our sister church here in Rainham, and it was amazing. And I asked for permission to, it's a different church, I asked for permission to stand up and sign for my daughter. And if you've ever seen me, I mean, obviously I'm on here, so I must really like attention, but I really don't, especially when it's something that I only marginally know. Like, it's a special grace that I know how to sign the Mass because the Lord sent me a deaf priest who taught me. But the rest of the signing and the order, I know I don't do it perfectly. I know I don't do it right. And there was a woman that I knew in the audience, oh, that's funny, who knew what it was supposed to look like. So it was kind of humbling. My husband is 6'3", and he's a big man. So I kept kind of hiding behind them so she couldn't see me signing, so I could just focus on baby. So what do you guys do? Like, fill me in. Where do you find, or do you find, extra time on your Sunday to give it to the Lord? It's the Lord's Day. How do you make it the Lord's Day? Do you remember, if you're probably, if you're about 45 and younger, you probably remember the blue laws, which meant that on Sundays, nothing was open. Restaurants were, but you couldn't get liquor, you couldn't go shopping, you couldn't do your groceries. I feel like Sundays, maybe more so Saturdays, but Sundays can become an errand day because you've been so busy. Oh, a day of rest. Hi, Anne. You've been so busy, and here it is, finally Sunday, and now we have time to go and run our errands. And I think to a point, you know, again, if you're giving your time other ways to God, that you can use that Sunday, but to include in the errands. So it's not like you want to exclude God and be like, I don't have time for you today because I've got laundry and dishes and groceries and the kids need new shoes and got to visit my grandmother or whatever, which is actually a very nice way to spend the Lord's Day. And walks in nature on Sundays. My husband loves to do that. He loves to go fishing, and he loves to find that's how he communes with God, is in nature. Me, not so much, because nature has bugs and bugs carry disease and I don't like it at all. But that's how he does it. So that's a great suggestion, Anne. So being able to just to finish that thought off, to include God and do what you need to do, but that's to recognize and realize that gift of rest that the Lord gives us as a commandment is for our own good. It's out of love for us. It's out of care for us that he gives us, you know, that day of rest. So here's a gift from God, and gifts need to be open, used to be valuable, received, opened, and used to be valuable. So not to discard this amazing gift from God, though there is times that we know you can't, things can't be helped because our world is crazy and busy, but to include God. So where can we bring God into our Sunday to give him the honor and the respect and the glory he is deserving, and to also, you know, do those things that we need to do. Lorenzo, join. Thank you for joining us. Mind over matter is very powerful. I like to do grace over my matter. Like, that's where my mind, and being able to overcome what I want is truly from letting God's grace work within me. Without a doubt. Elizabeth adds, my daughter is an adorer on Sundays at 24-hour adoration chapel. That's a fantastic idea. Ours only goes Monday through Friday, which I'm not complaining because there's many churches who don't have that. So we have 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. every Monday through Friday, not every day, Monday through Friday. And sometimes I will go over, and 3 to 4, I mean, what an amazing time to have your adoration hours, the divine mercy hour, the hour of mercy. That's pretty cool. Anne adds that she prays while she's doing her errands. I call that praying my neighborhood, and I will pray. I do the same thing, Anne. We have a lot in common. Except for the nature thing. You have that in common with my husband. We don't have it in the UK. You don't have adoration at all? Is that what you're talking about? You don't have adoration in England and UK. And then Lori says, we don't always rest on Sunday, but that is when we do any family oriented activities. And that's another wonderful way. I was going to say back. Sometimes I remember the things I'm talking about. Back when I was a kid, what Sundays looked like. And you probably had the similar, again, if you're 45 or younger, nothing was open. My family wasn't exactly a church going family. But every single Sunday was a family day, and we visited either my mom's mom or my dad's mom, or bonus when we were all together because my grandparents knew each other because they used to go to the same club dancing. How cute is that? The Portuguese Chamarita, where they would come together and at this little bar that my grandfather, great grandfather owned, and then my grandfather owned, and dance. But anyway, but that was what you did. You either went to church or you didn't, but then everyone got in the station wagon and we drove to grandma's and we had a big giant meal with all our cousins and our aunts and it was wonderful. And I know that people have gotten away from that. I love my family. I adore them. And like, we just had my son's graduation party on Saturday and it was so nice to have them here, but I don't have that natural hospitality gene. Just didn't get it. Just wasn't offered to me. Like, nope. So I really struggled I don't cook big meals. But one of the things that the Lord put on my heart in January was the fact that even though it's not a gift, even though it's not something I'm good at, it's not something I can ignore. Like, I have to come out of my comfort zone and make time for family, because family is really important. Friends too. That's the other part thing, that, you know, to the hospitality, to spend time with people. And that is a way of honoring the Lord, is coming together with the people he puts in your life and enjoying those moments together, those special memories together. Because that's all we take with us is memories. We don't take, thank gosh, we don't take our dirty laundry. And I don't have to cook. Two really good reasons to go to heaven. I don't have to cook and I don't take my dirty laundry. But all those memories, and like, how many of Sundays have I just squandered away because I wanted to work or just didn't feel comfortable hosting, so I just sit on the couch watching NASCAR, which again is not exactly a bad thing, but there has to be a balance. There's always a balance in our life. Anne was just adding on to that they don't have adoration in the UK, but they might if they have First Friday. That's what happens a lot here too in the United States, is it's just a First Friday adoration day. And I'm just so blessed to live so close to that chapel. And then Janet adds, she's so blessed to go to Holy Family Parish, get to see Jesus as much as she can in adoration. And that's where I go as well. Janet, we got to pray that the new priest coming thinks it's such a great idea as well. I know that our pastor is going to make it as easy as possible. We're so blessed to have three deacons that can help repose and put Jesus out. And my husband, after tomorrow, will be installed as acolyte in the diaconate formation process. And he will be able to take Jesus out and put Jesus to bed. He just can't do benediction, which is the fancy prayers that go with putting Jesus to bed until he's a deacon. But the fact that he can help take Jesus out and put Jesus away, I hope keeps us having our adoration hour. I thought sometimes I think that, well, I always think that nothing is coincidental. Like the way that the way God kind of orchestrates our life, that again, as Father Willie was talking about last week at the Father Peyton Veneration Celebration, there's a philosopher, and I should know his name, but I can't think of it, but he calls it the God drama, the Theo drama of our lives. Like everything's like a big show, and we're all part of it, and no bit parts, as he said, that the Lord just orchestrates our life, not like puppetry, but that he ties and knits things together. Have you ever heard that? The thing about the tapestry, like we see the back of the tapestry and there's all these crazy threads and they don't seem to make any sense and they end abruptly and they're entangled with anything else. And then you turn it around and there's this beautiful image. And that's kind of like how I look at how the Lord orchestrates our lives. Like it looks crazy. It looks chaotic. It looks like nothing makes any sense. But if you turn it around and you're trying to follow God's will and trying to live in the light of Christ, then he's creating this beautiful tapestry with your life. Lori adds, he can bless her nuts. He can. Kevin can bless nuts and fruits and put Jesus to bed after tomorrow night, which is very exciting for us. Very exciting for us. 5 years in the making for this nuts and fruits. And then eventually, God willing. Kevin's like, I went to the school of God willing. But actually, that comes from St. Paul. If you read the letters of St. Paul, he does say in there, never say I'm going to do this or that. Say, God willing, I will do this or that. Because as the psalmist says, or is it the Proverbs? I think it's the Proverbs, that man marks his ways. Man makes his plans and God directs his feet. Allison Abridged scripture. Once again, shock, really. I have these general ideas of what they say, just not exact. And I can't tell you exactly where to find it either. So this has been a really interesting and engaging conversation of what our Sunday looks like. It's a great place, I think, to start this conversation about how do we live our faith in our work, in our families, in our decision-making, in our money, in our day-to-day activities, what we watch, what we see, what we watch, which is what you see because you're watching, what we listen to, what we read, and what we watch, and how we bring God into more than just Sunday. When we leave that church, God has so much more for us. He does want, Lori is saying, when we make plans, God laughs. It is a Yiddish proverb, and it's, I'm sure, connected to the one that I'm talking about. And Dana said, thank God for Deacon Gingras. We'll put Jesus out. Thank God God willing, you'll be there. Wonderful. Yep. He works from home a day a week, and he can help with that and then at night. So to be able to, again, make these connections and keep this conversation going, I really want this conversation to really, and we're gonna delve into this because it's so deep. There's so much to talk about. But I try not to keep you longer than 35, 45 minutes tops when we get together for A Seeking Heart. And I thank you for joining me here, Facebook Live, for the recording of this week's A Seeking Heart podcast. So easy for me to say, not. Anytime you have any questions or any prayer requests or you need anything, please, please don't hesitate to email me or private message here on Facebook.
You can go to reconciletoyou.com. I have a prayer request button there, an email as well, info@reconciletoyou.com. We're on this journey together. The Lord did not put us here alone. He did not, like, it's not a big evil joke like, hey, good luck. Like, hey, you're born and I'll see you when you die. Good luck not messing that up, because it gets really toasty if you do. Yeah, that's not how God works. He's not mean. He wants to guide us, and he's given us each other to guide us. So we're going to continue this conversation about living your life and in the everyday, and your faith in the living your life in the everyday life. No, living your faith in the everyday ordinary life, and continue to share with me how you spend your Sundays, where you put in your faith. On Sundays, where do you put God in there? How do you kind of make that balance between what needs to be done and the rest that God wants for you, commands for you, and you deserve? Allow yourself to rest, because God, you can just tell, put your feet up and said, God commanded me to put my feet up today. Let's close with a prayer. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear good and gracious God, we are so grateful today to talk about our faith in the everyday ordinary. Lord, we just ask you to continue to guide us, to show us where you would like us to participate in our faith. Are we helping people? What are we reading? Where are we going? Are we just communing with nature to find you, Lord? Are we able to make extra time in adoration or prayer time in the scriptures? Lord, guide our hearts, lead us always. And we ask for your blessings and your graces upon us today and always. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You have been listening to A Seeking Heart, distributed on Redbox Media. God bless.
Redbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.